Thanks a lot.
Standing by here with Matt Whitcomb, women's coach of the U.S. team. And Matt Whitcomb, I don't know if they give you a raise for this kind of thing, but perhaps they should. It was incredible today. All U.S. ski fans were smiling. I talked to Keegan a couple minutes ago, and I prefaced it by saying, I don't think I'm really surprised anymore. You know, you did a really good job. So Keegan and Jesse on top of the world today. What does it mean for the U.S. program to do it here in North America?
It's amazing to do it here, Peter. It feels like we're all racing in our own hometowns. The Quebecois fans are absolutely incredible, not to mention the number of Star-Spangled Banners we've got flying out there around the course. We've brought some fans from the States that I never dreamed of. It's a really important day for us today because it's 12 coaches working together. We have 30 different U.S. athletes racing over the course of the next 2 weeks. It's an incredible amount of World Cup experience. Mm-hmm. It's just this incredible partnership that we've been building and building and building, and finally it's coming together. So to me, that's more important than the victory, but it all just adds up to a lot.
Yeah. I want to ask you, what, in looking back at the race, did you see as particularly key points for the U.S. women?
Make good tags. Mm-hmm. Stay out of trouble, and then apply your fitness. And when we saw that the course was breaking down today, we were really excited because it meant that it was going to be harder for everybody. And
so it slowed down, Matt?
Yeah, it got really sugary today. The humidity dropped, and so the snow wasn't sticking together as well. Had nothing to do with the way the volunteers mm-hmm. prepared the course. They've done an unbelievable job here. But we saw that it was going to be more difficult for the athletes, and we felt more and more confident about that.
Yeah. A lot of U.S. women here today, too. We saw a lot of people. We just talked to Ida Sargent. Ida said, well, I fell three times today. I guess I've got that out of the way. But also the fact that we had so many U.S. and Canadian women skiing in this, really good for a lot of these young people to get these World Cup starts under their belt.
Absolutely. Experience is one thing, and it's also a little bit of a scouting report for us. We see that we've got people like Sadie and Sophie and Ida just ready to step into the big game and win some medals pretty soon.
Yeah. Matt, it's awfully good to talk to you. I remember when you were a small guy racing at the Bill Koch League Festival. Here you are, the women's coach. Such a nice guy. You and your staff deserve many, many accolades. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Peter. We owe a huge shout out to our fans in the U.S. We've got a lot of pride behind us right now.
All right. Thank you very much. Matt Whitcomb talking with us today after the race.